Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Trying to find the person who is cross-generational famous. Grannies know them, you know them, young people know them, children know them. Every generation. Who's that person?
Most common suggestion when we started this yesterday was Michael D. Higgins, and no real dispute on that. Little bit of a debate over the inclusion of Daniel O'Donnell. I was pro putting him on the list, but there were people who questioned that. And also debate over the Kardashians as a whole. So not individual members, but if you say the Kardashians, that they would be recognisable.
What say you? How are you, Joe? Jack Charlton, Seamus Coleman? Actually, any half-decent football player we've had, really. At the current moment in time, Troy Parrott.
Yeah.
Is well famous. And imagine if we get to the World Cup and Troy Parrott scores a couple of more goals. Well, generational famous.
Are we throwing on, seeing as we just mentioned her not too long ago, Katie Taylor? Does she get her place on the list? I think so.
She's on the short list, I suppose. Yeah. We don't have the definitive answer yet.
I think everybody from every generation knows Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson loved every generation as well. We're going to say alive. They have to be alive. Sorry to Michael Collins as well. That would have been a good shout. R.I.P. We're going to say someone has to be alive and they have to be real. Can't be a fictional character.
Yeah, because the Paddington has been floated around and we're saying no. We're keeping it to the real life people.
Nonsense. Out.
Well, we might be continuing British nonsense here. I'm not sure. I think Kate Middleton might be a shout for every generation famous.
I am not in the habit of repeating myself. Hello.
Right, so Ireland specific, I think Nathan Carter would be a big one.
Right.
I also think Bruce Springsteen would be a huge one.
Sharon said that yesterday and we laughed at her. You're like, you tell me a 13-year-old lad knows who Bruce Springsteen is. So she has some backing.
Absolutely. And is it because that Bruce Springsteen plays so many gigs here?
Maybe.
And he's famous for those 3-hour-long performances.
Please continue.
And I think the most current one that is definitely known by all generations. My dad's nearly 80. My mum's in her 70s. My brother's almost 50. I'm in my 30s. I have a nephew almost 20.
The dog is 2.
Got other nieces and nephews in their teens. Then we know from the Late Late Toy Show that they're massive, is Kingfisher.
Okay.
They are known by every generation. I'd say even the babbies and the bellies know who Kingfisher is.
That's a good shout, but are we getting into the weeds then of bands and should we stick to individuals?
Yeah, it's very hard to say because you could say the name Kingfisher, and this is no shade to the Kingfisher lads, but I think if you were to show pictures of them individually, then the generations might know. But are we going on name recognition alone? Maybe.
People will be looking at them three lads outside of the music with no Kingfisher backdrop or killer playing in the black. Who the hell is that? We haven't it settled yet. 087-1-102-107. But I'll tell you one thing, Kerry. It's not Pierce Brosnan, anyways.
What about our one and only Roy Keane?
Great, great shout. Hey, guys, it's surely this guy.
There's a lot of great people on both sides. Lots of great people on both sides.
That's actually Jamie Foxx doing a Donald Trump impersonation. But, yeah, we have to hand it to him. We won't hand much else to him, but he is multi-generational famous.
We will continue with this list as long as you keep giving us suggestions. Some of them more controversial than others, but send them in anyway.
And Kerry or Kiri, downright silly. First, Pierce Brosnan, and now Ardlo Hanlon. I love Ardlo Hanlon. We love him. He's not multi-generational famous, and he'd even tell you that.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.